بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, to take the name of Allah, to remember Allah, is a very great blessing indeed. It's a very great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah allows us to take His Mubarak name, His blessed name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us. It's a command, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah commands us to remember Him constantly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocates and He says that I will remember you. You remember me and I will remember you. It is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His divine remembrance. Allah is calling each and every one of us towards taking His name, making His dhikr. Allah is inviting us towards peace, serenity, comfort. And beyond all that, Allah is actually inviting us to remember Him so that in return, Allah will remember us. Abu Uthman al-Nahdi, rahmatullahi alayhi, a very pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to say that I know when Allah is remembering me. فقيل له, he was asked, كيف تعرف ذلك? How do you know that? How do you know when Allah is remembering you? So he recited the verse. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, and I will remember you. In other words, when I'm remembering Allah, then I have this conviction that my Allah is also remembering me. So to take this name of Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great bounty indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah in this verse in Surah Baqarah, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي. Then remember me. Then, the word fa comes, the letter fa. Then remember me. Mufassirin, ulama have then explained. We look at the verses preceding this verse where Allah has given us this command of remembering Him. Allah has blessed us with countless bounties. But specifically Allah had mentioned in Surah Baqarah the incidents of Bani Israel, the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, and how Allah had blessed them with so many bounties. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. O Bani Israel, remember, recall the favors I had bestowed upon you throughout the first juz of the Holy Quran. And in Surah Baqarah, Allah keeps on enumerating and Allah reminds them that I have given you so many bounties. And Allah Rabbul Izzat gave this ummah many bounties, but specifically Allah makes mention of كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. There is a connection with the verses preceding this command of Allah. When Allah says, remember me, commentators, ulama have explained, mufassirin have said, that Allah has bestowed this ummah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah sent down Rasulullah SAW as the final Nabi. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the people. He was a human being, but he was the greatest of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. He came down, and what was his purpose? Allah says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا. He recites our verses to you. This was a function of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He read the Quran to the people. Then, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ. And he purified you. He removed from your lives filthy characteristics that you had, filthy habits that you had, evil tendencies you had, الْأَفْعَالُ الْقَبِيحَةُ الْأَخْرَاقُ الْأَخْلَاقُ الرَّذِيلَةُ, the bad temperament the people had, the bad character they had. They would cheat, they would fight, they would kill, they would swear, they would be abusive, immoral, immodest. Rasulullah ﷺ made tazkiyah of the people. He purified the hearts. Sahaba became shining stars. They embraced Iman. They had changed their entire lives in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught them purity. Yuzakkikum tazkiyah. He made the tarbiyah. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُنُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught you that which you do not know. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with a function, and he fulfilled this great responsibility that he was shouldered with. This was a great blessing for this ummah. And therefore Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي. Therefore remember me. In the time of Jahiliyyah, the people had a tendency of recalling the feats and the accomplishments, the endeavors of their forefathers, and then they would praise their forefathers. My forefather, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, he was so courageous. He did this, he fought that battle, he did this, he did that. And then they would take the names and they would praise their forefathers. Allah says, no, no, no. In Islam, in deen, you don't take the name of your forefathers and brag about their the things that they had accomplished and they did. In fact, they did so many evil things. Now you take the name of your Rabb. فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say, Allah remembers us more than we remember him. Allah remembers us more than we remember him. Just ponder, reflect. Just the day that has passed today. How many times did we made the dhikr of Allah? How many times did we take the name Allah, Allah? How many times we glorified Allah? How many times we praised Allah? How many times we spoke about the greatness of Allah? So Allah remembers us even more than what we remember Him. But Allah still says, فَذْكُرُونِي. مُجھے یاد کیجئے. میں تجھے یاد کروں گا. You think of me, and I will remember you. You remember me, I will remember you. So this was a very great bounty that Allah sent down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final messenger, Khatamun Nubuwa, Khatamun Nabiyyin, and he came to this ummah to guide this ummah. Such a great blessing. Therefore we have to make the zikr of Allah and show gratitude to Allah and make shukr. Zikr and shukr both have been mentioned in this verse. Fazkuruni azkurkum washkuru li wala takfurun. Remember me, I will remember you, and make my shukr, and don't be ungrateful to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Mufassireen, even prior to the verse that we discussed, that Allah gave us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah also spoke, Allah speaks about the qibla. The qibla that we face in our ibadah, in our salah. The positioning of a believer in salat, we all are facing al-Kaaba al-Musharrafa. We are facing the Kaaba. We call this the Qibla, the direction in salah. Wherever you are, whichever part of the world, every single believer in salah, he is facing Baytullah. In the beginning, in Makkah, Mukarrama, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to face the Kaaba, and that part of the Kaaba, that section of the Kaaba he was facing, that whilst facing the Kaaba, he was also facing Baytul Muqaddas or Baytul Maqdis, which was in Palestine, Baytul Maqdis. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing at that time the Kaaba and Baytul Maqdis. And there were reasons for this. Allah Ta'ala had wisdom that Rasulullah was told to face in that way. One was, ulama say, that it was a means of trying to bring the Yahud towards deen. because they had great reverence for Baytul Maqdis. Nonetheless, Rasulullah SAW is commanded to make hijrah. I'm just giving you in brief the entire incident. So he goes and he makes the hijrah. But when he's in Madinah Munawwara, Allah tells him, now you must face Baytul Maqdis. So for a period of time, for some months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his salat, the qibla for some time was Baytul Maqdis. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And Rasulullah sallam would often look at the sky, waiting, anticipating, hoping that now Allah brings back the qibla towards the Kaaba Musharrafa. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commands Rasulullah sallam, and this is the final command, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Now face towards Masjid al-Haram. That is your qibla. When this happened, we find that the Yahud, they were always looking for excuses to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers, to demolish Islam. Islam, a fundamental pillar of deen, and qibla is absolutely important for us. And now they began to mock. They began to find allegations, objections. They began to carp. They began to have a gripe against Islam and our deed. That now the qibla is gone to the Kaaba. It's no longer Baytul Maqdis. And they began to find faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has every right. He has a prerogative of positioning us towards the qibla he wishes. And Allah wished that the qibla must be back, brought back to Kaaba, to Baytullah. It was his final order, his final command. Allah speaks in the beginning, in the second juz, about Baytullah. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas. Allah talks about the virtues of Kaaba, of Baytullah. Allah talks about the Bani, the one who built Baytullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and he was assisted by his son Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Qibla, the direction. Yes, Allah had his wisdom that it was Kaaba first, then Baytul Maqdis, and brought back to Kaaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to position himself now to Baytullah. There was a fear of those who may have had a weak iman by the protesting of the Yahud, and then they would try to take away their mind and work on the iman and snatch away the iman and say, see now your Kaaba has changed. What type of deen this is? Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very strongly verses come and Allah says that this is your qibla, and that is Baytullah. Allah silenced the Yahud, that Allah is the one, Kaaba belongs to him, everything belongs to him, and Allah has the right to change the qibla. And Allah even warns the Muslims that do not follow the Yahud and Nasara, you follow what I have commanded you. The salat you read facing Baytul Maqdis is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not destroy the amal you did at that time in Madinah Munawwara. Allah had a wisdom why he made you face Baytul Maqdis for that period of time. Now you face Baytullah. This was a very, very important aspect in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a divine blessing from Allah. It was something the Rasulullah was waiting for. So therefore Allah says that Qibla is your Kaaba. You should be happy about it. Become pleased. It is a blessing from Allah. And the blessing that Allah gave this ummah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger. Therefore Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. All of you remember me, I will remember you. Sa'id bin Jubair, or Hassan Basir rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Hassan Basir rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, what is the meaning of remembering me? Remember me? He says that bring into your life all those things that I have made compulsory upon you. مَفْتَرَطْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Bring that into your life, and the result will be, how will Allah return this act of you fulfilling his faraid? Allah says that I will fulfill all those promises I made to you. مَا أَوْجَبْتُ لَكُمْ. Whatever promises I gave you, I will give you blessing in this world, I will give you success in the hereafter, I will give you thawab, I will give you reward, I will fulfill all those promises. Sa'id bin Jubayr rahmatullahi alayhi, who say, what's the meaning of dhikr of Allah? Udhkuruni in this verse. He says, udhkuruni bita'ati. Remember me by obeying me. Adhkurkum bil maghfira. I will remember you by forgiving you. Ulama have mentioned, mufassirin have mentioned various tafsirs here. And in a nutshell, what does it mean? You remember me by obeying me, by making my ibadat, by taking my name, by glorifying me. I will give you hidayat, I will give you guidance, I will make you maghfirat, I will forgive you, I will send upon you my rahma, rahmati, adhkurkum bi rahmati. And Allah says, I will give you a thawab, I will give you abundant reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mufassirin say, this is the meaning of uzkuruni, azkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, you're sitting alone making Allah, Allah, you're taking the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remember you likewise. But if you remember Allah in a gathering fi mala'in, then Allah will also remember you in a gathering far better than your gathering, and that is the gathering of the angels. Imagine, we are remembering Allah, and immediately, the very great benefit of dhikr, when you make Allah, Allah, is Allah remembers us. And Allah is remembering us in the gathering of the angels. It's an added bonus and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا قَعَدَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. There isn't a group of people sitting in any of the houses of Allah, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, making the dhikr of Allah, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down sakina, peace of mind, tranquility. The heart becomes at ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers the gathering with His mercy. The angels throng such a gathering. And Allah makes mention of this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we mentioned many times previously, where there's a gathering, taking the name of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And somebody else comes and he just sits in that gathering without having the intention to participate in that gathering. He came for some other reason. Perhaps he came to meet somebody, he needs to speak to somebody who is seated in that gathering. But in the end of the gathering, when the angel is commanded that he must announce that all of you may rise now in the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you all your sins, the angel then tells Allah, but that certain person came there not for remembering you, he came for some other haja, for some other need. Allah then responds. He says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جُلَسَاؤُهُمْ. These bandas of mine, who are taking my name, who are making my tasbih, who are glorifying me, they are such people that any other person who's sitting with them, he also will not be deprived. He'll also benefit and he will also be forgiven. So this is the benefit of dhikrullah, that Allah remembers us. That Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narration, he says, there isn't anything anja min adabillah, min adabin nar, min dhikrillah. There isn't anything that gives more salvation from the azab of qabr, actually, azab of qabr, than dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is remembering Allah, shaitan flees from him. Shaitan moves away, far away from him. The person is actually polishing his heart. We know what type of sins we commit. The spiritual maladies that have corroded our hearts. Day and night, we are committing sins with our tongue, with our hands, with our eyes, with our mind, with our feet, with our limbs. We have pride, anger, jealousy, malice, we make ghiba. We talk immoral things. Our heart becomes rusted. Dhikrullah is saqalatul qulub. It is the polish of the heart. The heart is now beginning to shine. All the filth is now is being obliterated. It's being effaced. It is being washed away. So dhikrullah, various fazilat, fadail have been mentioned in one hadith. Kal muqatil khalf al-farina.
There's a battlefield. People are fighting the enemy. And suddenly the people now, who are supposed to be believers, they become afraid and they flee the battlefield. But those certain people who are courageous, they are behind these people who are fleeing the battlefield. And they still go forward and they still fight the enemy with all their might and power. And they give encouragement to those who are leaving the battlefield. And this person, kalmuqatil khalf al-farin, who's standing behind them, urging them to go forward, and he gives them that support, and he goes himself, and he fights the enemy, and he defeats the enemy. Like that is that zakir, who is making the zikr of Allah, amongst people who are ghafileen. Amongst people who are not taking the name of Allah. There's only darkness there, but you find one person, he's making the zikr of Allah. So this is his position, that he is like a muqatil, like a fighter fighting behind al-farin. Like this, we have mentioned previously also many other virtues of dhikrullah. So dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do not make the dhikr of Allah, then our lives will become miserable. The heart will become hard. Our tongue will only speak immoral things. We will lie, we will cheat, vulgar, just rude jokes, nonsensical talks, futile talks. Time will pass away in this way. Our actions will also be evil. Why? Allah says in the Quran, Surah Az-Zukhruf, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّطْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That person who turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who is ghafil of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who has become blind to the dhikr of Allah, ulama have mentioned, may وَمَنْ يَعْشُ أَيْ وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ وَمَنْ يَتَعَامَى, he becomes blind, وَمَنْ يَغْفُلْ, becomes ghafil of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is completely indifferent towards taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even sit and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Allah in his life. There is no Allah in his day. There is no Allah in his night, in his actions, in his amal. He's living a life full of filth. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah says, we appoint a shaitan for him. We depute a shaitan for him. Mufassireen have mentioned, this person who does not make the dhikr of Allah, and he moved away. More especially a disbeliever who has not brought iman. وَلَمْ يَخْفَ سَتْوَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ. He is not afraid of the power of Allah. He is not afraid of Allah's punishment. So a person who is completely ghafil, there is no deen in his life because he's not taking the name of Allah. So he doesn't have any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not have any fear of being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? He commits sins. He moves away from Allah. And shaitan becomes his friend. Shaitan becomes his consort. Shaitan becomes his friend. Ulama mufassirin have written, shaitan perpetually remains with him now. And he keeps on insinuating, putting waswasa in his heart, whisperings. And shaitan continues to take him away further and further and to mislead him completely. Therefore, respected friends and allies, the dhikr of Allah is our daily diet, spiritual diet. Become dhakirin. That person who remembers Allah, Allah remembers him. That person who makes shukr, Allah increases him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Ya Allah, kayfa ashkuruk, O my Allah, how do I make your shukr? Allah says, Tadhkuruni wala tanzani. Wala tansawni. Tadhkuruni wala tansawni. Remember me and don't forget me. For in dhakartani, and if you have remembered me, faqad shakartani, then you have thanked me. But if you don't thank me, then you have become ungrateful. In other words, if you have not remembered me, then you haven't made my shukr. And you have been ungrateful to me. Allah is so kind. People, all of us, we have different problems. That brother who is not well. That sister who is not well. Perhaps a person has got cancer.
remember Allah is with you. Remember Allah and Allah will remember you. That sister who has been sent away back to her house, she's been divorced, she's been brutally treated by her husband, who has lost his mind, he behaves like a savage, he's got no brains, he's got no akhlaq, and he sends her away suddenly. What pain she goes. My sister, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember Allah, Allah will remember you. You will go through a test, a trial. Therefore, verses afterwards, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah gives us hope throughout the Quran. Make my dhikr, make my shukr, there will be difficulties. Sometimes you will be tested with your life, sometimes with your wealth. Different tests will come. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That disease is painful. It is eating you up, but you are turning to Allah. Dunya will come to an end. And there's only perpetual hereafter bliss, happiness, enjoyment, reward for all the suffering you went through in this world. Dunya is short-lived. Matter of few days, few years. Akhirat is forever. Therefore, Allah has favored us. Allah has given us Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our messenger, our guide, our leader, Khatamun Nabiyyin. And Allah has given us the Qibla, Baytullah. Besides so many other ni'mas Allah has given us, therefore we should make the dhikr of Allah and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad Darush Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ارحم غناكم معفرما مري خطاؤكم معفرما الله forgive us my Allah اللهم كمزور ہے اللهم بیمار ہے یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہے یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ forgive us my Allah Allah we confess our shortcomings our deficiencies یا اللہ our weaknesses my Allah our disobedience my Allah our sins my Allah Allah you are غفور رحیم یا اللہ Allah, enable us to take your blessed name, my Allah. Make us through Zakirin and Shakirin, my Allah. Allah, you remember us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. Allah, we have learned, my Allah, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person makes your dhikr, he gains your ma'iyat. Ya Allah, you become his, my Allah. Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bestow upon us all the blessings of dhikrullah, your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us all the ni'mas, ya Allah. Do not snatch away any ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. We're making shukr, ya Allah. Increase us in all those ni'mas, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Hamari diloku musaffa mujalla muzakkabana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Allah grant all of us, my Allah. We have raised our hands. Knocking only at your door, my Allah. Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ We're not begging from anybody else but you, my Allah. Allah have rahm upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, life is becoming short, my Allah. When moth will strike, we do not know, my Allah. Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, there's so many people, every single day we're hearing of people. Allah, I've got cancer, I've got heart problems, I've got some liver problems, my Allah. I've got different diseases, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. All those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannatu for those. Especially those who passed away recently, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiat in our lives. Afiat in dunya. Afiat in our deen. Afiat in akhirat, may Allah. Give us afiat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, ummat is suffering, may Allah. Allah, in different parts of the world, ya Allah. In Gaza, it is still continuing, may Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Help them, may Allah. Allah, shower them with your special blessings, my Allah. Your mercies, my Allah. Your nusrat, my Allah. Your help, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Allah, they are being bullied by the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful. Nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. Forgive the ummah, protect the ummah, help the ummah. Allah, make the ummah become high again, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the onslaughts of the kuffar and mushrikeen, ya Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, ya Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Whoever has got debts, my Allah, help him to fulfill his pay off his debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go into filth and haram, my Allah. Protect our youngsters, my Allah. Protect our youth, ya Allah, from taking drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect everybody from zina, from riba, from riya, from show and ostentation and name and fame. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Give us more to the iman. More in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us, ya Allah. From azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them quratu ayun. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Allah, protect them, my Allah. Protect the iman, my Allah. Protect our masajid, marakis, our madaris. All good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal, from the fitna of Dajjal, especially, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله whatever حاجات we have fulfill all our حاجات needs يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات الله so many people requested duas الله غايبين حاضرين غايبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما and fulfill each person's يا الله whatever worry they have remove the worry whatever difficulty they have remove the difficulty give us peace of mind serenity يا الله peace of mind contentment make us become good Muslim good believers my Allah beacons of hidayat for entire mankind ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.